Spot where the pitch went. It was the word moon.
When a silvery moon shines through the flowering, when a silvery moon shines through the flowering.
Do our intro again. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sing away. You got the pitch? Weird. Okay, there's some nice things that are happening there. Let's take a 10-minute break. We'll come back. We'll run this thing all the way through without the stoppy stops. Okay, rest up. Relax. Shake it, shake it. Let's come in and be ready to go.
Several hands. Once a month and most of the rest of the time. Right. He goes, anyone else? And there's a guy in the back who's frantically jumping up and down and waving his hands. Yes, you in the back, sir. And you? Once a year. He goes, sir, that's really not that good. He goes, I know, but tonight's the night.
That's a good one. So, do you sing all the
time? Not particularly.
Oh, man. That's too bad.
I mean, probably not where my range is, but...
Come on, Oliver.
So what's it like over here in the cheap seats?
Pretty good.
Yeah. I'm getting there.
We don't ever post that note.
No, none of them. Okay.
Figured it out. Down here don't work for chords as well as they do up here. Okay? So we got to keep things as close to the intended key as possible. You do that by focusing on proper breath support and by vowel placement. Okay? And then long held out notes have to have breath energy so that things continue to bloom and have vibrancy rather than sit there and go like this. Okay? So on long held out chords, especially at the ends of phrases, I notice this a lot. We give up. That's not even the right word. It's like, oh, I got to a spot where all I have to do is hold a chord. So I just, well, oftentimes when we're holding that chord, it just kind of goes, instead of, yes, as Gary over here is doing, okay, it has to have some ring and some spin, some breath energy, okay? So think about this thing.
When we get to the fluttering leaves is one example. We go, fluttering leaves. And it just goes, instead of please,
it's not a crescendo, it's just to keep the breath fresh. Okay? I stick my little Renews It breath freshener on there, and I get it going. Okay? Here's a B flat, E flat.
There is no chord on pawn. Burns me upon my cheek.
Burns me upon.
Listen. Differently. But what is the root of the chord? Who's got it? It actually is the bass. But then the fifth of the chord, the F, is all the way up here. So our two, what should be loudest partials, are spread way apart. So the inner two have to be quite quiet and just barely there. So we have this. So really, really loud here, soft here. Okay, go back to Burns. Ready and go.
Burns me up.
The first, this chord that we just talked about was great. That was good. And these three pitches right here have to barely kind of be there. And then that can be A-OK in tenorland. Go back to Buzz. Again, and go.
Buzz me
to do all the way through You Would Be Loved.
We haven't done the intro yet today.
Remember your difference between first ending, second ending, right? E. First chord, sing La. Ready, go.
La.
That's way heavy. That sounds angry. I don't know what other adjective to stick with that. It sounds angry somehow. Instead of love. Oh my gosh, it's perturbated. Again, love.
Love.
This is that pitch. Again, go.
Intro.
Love, oh love, or you would be loved. You would be loved. Would be
you are not.
back to me the meaning of those phrases. That was nice. I like this. You put me on a diet. Yeah. Exercise routine.
Being everything that you are now.
Okay, that should be exciting. Being everything that you are now. Don't change. Okay.
Being everything that you are now. Being nothing which you are not. Be everything that.
Thank you.
Ah, there it is. Wood. Let's not start there. Okay, we'll have to go all the way back to the tab. Again. Sufficiently floating. That's good. Two. Again.
Love.